Dick Clark, most famous for hosting the American Bandstand and many New Year's Eve celebrations, died yesterday in Santa Monica, California. He was 82 and had been in fragile health since suffering a major stroke in 2004. Clark's career spanned half a century and several entertainment genres, as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
If you were a teenager in the 1950s, you rushed home from school, threw your books on the kitchen table, and ran to turn on the television so you could watch American Bandstand.
And now, here he is, the star of our show, Dick Clark!
Clark didn't look much older than his teenage studio audience. His fresh face and affable persona reassured kids' parents that rock and roll was safe for mainstream America. Bill Wordy, editorial director of Billboard magazine, says in the early days, Bandstand was critical to marketing records.
This wasn't today, where there's 1,000 different channels of distribution and promotion. To have a national TV show that was sort of hitting especially teen girls at the exact moment that they were coming home from school, it was an incredibly powerful device.
Artists who were considered rock and pop royalty performed on Bandstand, but so did newcomers. Roger McGuinn, then a guitarist and singer for a now legendary folk rock band, remembers his first appearance in the 1960s.
I was a big fan of American Bandstand. I remember watching it as a teenager, and then I was honored to be on it in my early 20s when we were in the Byrds.
Clark showcased black artists, too, like Chuck Berry, Sam Cooke, and the Supremes. He understood that white kids listened to black music. In 1998, Clark told radio show Rock and Roll America that when Bandstand started in Philadelphia, the audience was segregated. He knew, though, that things had to change when the show moved to Los Angeles.
He said, you know, the world is becoming a little more integrated. We better start getting some Negroes in the program.
Scripps College professor Matt Delmont has just published The Nicest Kids in Town, a history of how Bandstand resisted integration for years. When it finally happened, Delmont said, the big motivator was a successful competitor.
Clark definitely saw Soul Train and Don Cornelius as a threat, to the extent that he started his own rival television show, what he called a black version of Bandstand called Soul Unlimited, that was hosted by a black radio DJ from Los Angeles.
That show quickly and quietly went away, but Clark eventually went on to build a huge television empire. He produced several successful game shows, the Emmys, Golden Globes, and the American Music Awards. And for three decades, he became a beloved constant in American living rooms as he counted down to the new year for millions from Times Square.
Here we go. The leap second will be accounted for in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
New Year's Eve won't ever be the same. Dick Clark died yesterday. He suffered a heart attack after undergoing a routine medical procedure. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.